بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing the life of Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and the Bani Israel, and a few incidents that had transpired amongst the Bani Israel. Last we had mentioned that the Bani Israel were banished to what was known as the Wadi or the Valley of Tih. And the background to this was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to take the Bani Israel to Baytul Maqdis and to instruct them to take up residence in Baytul Maqdis. But there was a very powerful, strong nation that was residing there at that time. And the duty, the task for the Bani Israel was that they should wage war with this group of people and defeat them, and thereafter take over Baytul Maqdis. But they refused to do this, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing them to do so. And as a result of their disobedience, Allah then caused them to be banished into this valley of Tih, where it is mentioned, يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that for a period of 40 years, they would wander aimlessly around this valley. They did not have any place to call home, to settle down in. They would just be moving from place to place, trying to find some means of sustaining themselves. And this was the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to them. And nevertheless, the last verse we had mentioned was that while they were in this valley of Tih, Allah still made provisions for their food, their drink. Allah instructed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that whenever you are thirsty, or the Bani Israel are thirsty, then take your staff and strike it onto the rock, and from here you will find a spring that will flow, that will gush forth, and they can then quench their thirst and drink from the spring. Nevertheless, while they were in this valley of Tih, according to Mufassirin, during this period of 40 years, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam eventually passes away, and Yusha' bin Nun, who was also a Nabi of Allah, he takes over, he is now in charge of the Bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now once again instructs them that now go and enter Baytul Maqdis. So they were given a second chance. They go to Baytul Maqdis. And this time, according to Mufassirin, they conquer and they now gain control over this city. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs them that when you enter, you must enter in a certain way. And this was now to conclude their repentance so that Allah can forgive them. So Allah says to them, وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْكُنُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ, that remember, Allah is now telling us the incident, that remember when it was said to them, it was said to the Bani Israel, that now finally take up residence in the city, وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ, and eat wherever you wish from, in other words, whatever plantations, whatever fruit, vegetation there is in this land, this is free for you, you are now allowed to eat from this. وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. Two conditions were made, that when you enter the city, then say the word حِطَّة. This word حِطَّة means حُطَّ عَنَّا ذُنُوبَنَا, forgive us for our sins. So say the word حِطَّة. In other words, enter while making tawbah. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. And the second condition is that enter the gates of the city with your heads bowed down, almost as though you are prostrating. In other words, to show your humility physically. So these two things they were required to do. Now that you have been given a second chance, you have taken over this place, enter while verbally saying hitta, and also enter physically bowing down, showing your humility before Allah. If you do this, نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيئَاتِكُمْ, we will forgive all your sins for you, وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and we will grant those who do good deeds even more. We will give them an increase in our forgiveness and our mercy. So this was the condition made, but these people did not listen. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. Allah says that those who had oppressed, they replaced the word that they were supposed to say with some other statement, something other than what was said to them. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah mentions that these two conditions Allah made with them, say hitta, instead of saying hitta, these people began to say some other similar sounding phrase. So they would say habba, instead of hitta, they would say habba. And then some of them would add on to this, habbatun fi sha'aratin. They would just make up words and say it, but they did not want to abide by Allah's command directly. They didn't want to follow what Allah had said to them. And then Allah told them to enter with their heads bowed down. These people sat down on their posteriors and they began dragging themselves into the city.
So they complied with Allah's command partially, but they then also altered it, changed it, and did their own thing. So فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Allah says, we sent upon them a punishment from the sky, بِمَا كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ because of their oppression. So this was the Bani Israel, and we know that the Yahud are the progeny of the Bani Israel. This is where their inception was. And this was their habit from those days, that they would take Allah's command, they would partially apply it or abide by it, but they would also add a whole lot of things from their own side. And because of this, they became an accursed nation. Allah's anger was perpetually upon them. Allah's curses were upon them. But the lesson for us as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that when Allah gives us a command, when Allah asks us to carry out something in a certain way, then we should abide by this 100%. We should not add things from our own side. Sometimes we have cultural practices or traditional practices that we then add as part of our deen. So this is altering and tampering with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Bani Israel did. It should not be that we also become accursed and fall under the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.